The Secretary General arrived in the capital strong of an agreement in principle to broker a humanitarian corridor for the civilians holed up in the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. Antonio Guterres called it a crisis within a crisis. His meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky that went longer than scheduled focused on this issue. But the Secretary General didn't want to give any specifics on any progress.
At the present moment, I can only tell you we are doing everything we can to make it happen. I'm not going to enter into any comment that would undermine that possibility, because my first and only priority is the people that suffer and the people that must be rescued.
The Russians decided to use heavy.
Ahead of his meeting, the Secretary General had visited the devastated towns north of the capital, Borodyanka, Irpin and Bucha, where the UN said there was growing evidence of alleged war crimes. The Ukrainian president had criticized Guterres for heading to Moscow before coming to Kyiv. He said that the UN Secretary General should have first seen the trail of destruction left behind by the Russians. But Guterres got also to experience firsthand Russian firepower. Several cruise missiles targeted Kyiv just as the press conference with the president had ended. This was the first time the capital was hit in several weeks. For the Ukrainian president, it was proof that without security guarantees, nothing can be negotiated with Russia.
Today, right after our talks in Kyiv, Russian missiles flew to the city, five missiles. This says a lot about Russia's true attitude towards global institutions, about attempts of Russian authorities to humiliate UN and everything that the organization represents. Therefore, it requires corresponding powerful reaction.
A close advisor to President Zelensky said in a tweet, missile strikes in the downtown of Kyiv during the official visit of Antonio Guterres. The day before, he was sitting at a long table in the Kremlin, and today, explosions are above his head. Postcard from Moscow, recall why Russia still takes a seat on the UN Security Council. If anything, the attack on Kyiv underlines how difficult it will be for the international community to mediate a settlement between the two sides. For the Secretary General, the priority at the moment is to provide humanitarian relief to Ukrainians trapped in battle zones. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.
Al Jazeera's Hoda Abdelhamid spoke to Guterres during his visit. She began by asking him about negotiations to create a humanitarian corridor out of Mariupol, where thousands of civilians and fighters are trapped in a steel plant.
I went to meet President Putin. He has agreed with me in principle that the UN and the ICRC could be involved in this operation. There has been intense preparatory discussions to try to make it a reality. I spoke also with President Zelensky, and I hope that it will be possible. But the best way to make it happen is not to start talking too much about it.
You went this morning to Borodyanka, to Bucha, to Irpin. You've seen for yourselves the devastation of this war. And today, this evening, after wrapping up your press conference, you've seen or you experienced for yourself Kyiv under airstrike. Do you think this was a message? One of President Zelensky's advisor said on Twitter that that was a postcard from Russia, and it was not a coincidence that it was happening at this time while you are in Kyiv.
I don't think I am so important to justify the use of this day for that purpose.
But there haven't been any attacks
having,
here for
having
weeks.
Having said so, I must say that I was obviously shocked when I was informed that two missiles have reached a target in Kyiv. I was shocked with that, and I think it's very important to spare this wonderful city. Kyiv is a city with an enormous historical value. Kyiv it represents, I would say, everything for both Ukrainians and Russians, and I hope that Kyiv will be spared.
When it comes to the political track, What can the UN do? And are we anywhere close for the two sides to sit together to try to bring any sort of ceasefire?
The UN was always kept out of the political negotiations. And to be fair, to be frank to you, I regret that that has happened, that the UN was never invited to be part of the Minsk process or the Minsk agreement or of the Normandy format. But in fact, we were never invited to be part of it. And on the contrary, our presence was considered not useful. We are not part of the present political negotiations, but we are following them with a lot of interest and hoping that they will solve the problem and that peace will come back. And it is not by chance that I went to Moscow, stopping in Ankara and speaking to President Erdogan. Because Turkey has been, as you know, very active, very engaged, bringing the parties to Turkey, to Istanbul, to Antalya, and strongly supporting those political discussions.